Thank you, Will. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. You have probably read these words at least a few times in your life. I know for a good number of you that are seated here today, these words had a particular impact at one point as you were looking at coming to this place. Because there is this part of getting to this place where you have to go and sit down with a group of people from the district of your home church, and they are looking at these verses saying, okay, how does this person sitting here in front of us in a conversation of about an hour, hour and a half, fit these words? A snapshot of your character as part of your way of coming to this place to study and to be part of the church's leadership for God's people. We do that because if you're going to serve God's people in an official capacity, your character matters a great deal, especially as others are going to look at that character as they're going to see you on a daily basis in serving God's people. Your character is going to speak abundantly to them. Now, like I said, when you are sitting down with that group of people, that is a snapshot of who you were at that time. You can reflect back on your life and you can see that your character has continued to be formed throughout your life. And it's going to continue to be formed. Even as you are here in this place, your character is continuing to be formed. Now, we have some specific and intentional ways that we try to do that here. Having you look at some of the different things like your study habits, your character development, your personal growth in all of these things. We take time to look at that intentionally. And part of the means that we do that is through the community that's here. Your interactions with one another are going to form your character. And what we hope and pray is that it does so on an intentional level. But even here, your character is not going to be a final thing. Your character is going to continue to be formed even as you go forth from this place. And this goes for all of us, not merely the students that are here. Because our students, yes, their character is going to be formed as they go forth and as they serve God's people. But all of us who are also here who may see different students, different people come through, our character also continues to be formed through our interaction with God's word, through our interactions with one another. God designed it that way because your character is of great importance. One of the first things I want to do this morning is to exhort you to continue to pay intentional effort to the development of your character in the years ahead. Yes, we understand that God's Spirit is going to work to form you and to guide you in your character development through your interactions with His Word. God is going to work through the mutual consolation and conversation of the brethren. He's going to work through all those. But God has also given you a rational mind and ability to reason to also form that. And so I would encourage you to be attentive to the Spirit's promptings and to pay intentional effort to your character formation. So with all of that as the prelude now, why would God inspire Paul to write these words to young Timothy? Why pay attention to things like marital arrangements, hospitality, drinking habits, temperament, household management? Really, as I reflected on these words, there are two words that really seem to come to the forefront as we reflect and as we meditate upon these words. One thing is, as you look through this list, is that these words describe a very relational nature to the servant of God, to His people. God's servant is to be relational to the people of God. And that is how you function within those relationships is of great importance. Being sober-minded, paying attention to your family dynamics, being respectable, being self-controlled, being hospitable, being able to teach. All of these are very relational. They are describing the relationships that you as God's servant have with God's people. And that is by God's design. You see, when we go all the way back, and you've heard this before, I'm sure, to Genesis, when God creates the man, he looks at the whole creation after he has created the man, and he sees a good creation. But then he looks at the man who is standing there all by himself, and he says, it is not good that man should be alone. And he forms a suitably compatible partner with the man. And then he gives them the command not only to exist in that relationship with one another, but to create more relationships in which they are to function. Be fruitful, multiply, and increase the number of relationships that you can have in this world. So what we take away from that and through these words that Paul would write to Timothy is we see that God created us to be relational to one another. And if that's the case for us as human beings, then it stands to reason that the servant of God and of Christ's church, who is going to work intimately with God's people, must be relational. Even if that's not your God-given disposition, God calls you to be relational as you serve those who are God's people. So keep that word, relational. The next word is one that is also important and found throughout these words. Because God calls his servant to serve God's people. That is a message that you and I need to have continually pounded into our heads. We are sent to serve. God puts us in relation with other people that we may serve them just as we have been served through Christ Jesus. And for those who are directly involved in working with God's people, serving them is what we're called to do. Just as Jesus would tell his disciples after he washed his feet, I have served you, now you are to serve one another. And that's where these character traits that we read here have a great deal of impact. It is difficult to serve God's people if you are convinced that your way is the only way. It is difficult to serve God's people when you have a difficult time managing your own household or serving your own household. It is difficult to serve God's people when you harbor anger against them. It is difficult to serve God's people if you don't want to be around them. It is difficult to serve God's people if you are consuming a little bit too much of the wine and the alcohol. And yes, I realize I'm saying this on the eve of Oktoberfest here. So be paying attention to your character tomorrow. It is difficult to serve God's people when you have a higher opinion of yourself than perhaps you ought. And I say this because this is actually a very real temptation. You are getting an exemplary education here that will be unmatched by most of the people that you serve. It's very easy to say, I know the answers, and your way, hey, you should be listening to me. Having a higher opinion can oftentimes lead you not to serve. In other words, your character matters. That's why I encourage you, exhort you, to pay intentional effort to the formation of your character, because a good character can be an invaluable ally and asset in ministry. Now that I've encouraged you to be paying good attention to your character and develop a good character, I'm going to tell you the bad news. You can focus on intentionally developing your character. You can create a stellar character for yourself. You can be significantly making leaps and bounds in all of these. But you are going to fail at these. You are not always going to live up to the standards that Paul lists out here. After all, and that what's going to happen then is that it's going to have, that failure is going to have an impact on the people that God has sent you to serve in very real ways. You are going to have a moment where you lose your self-control, and it is going to impact those that you serve. You are going to have anger, perhaps even right anger. Yes, Dr. Gibbs, I know, no righteous anger. You might be rightly mad at something, and it is going to impact your service and your relationship with them. You are going to look at another person, and you're going to see something in them that causes you to look at them negatively. It's going to be difficult when you have anger toward them. And it's going to impact your relationship and your service to them. You will find times where you won't want to be hospitable to someone for one reason or another, and you will make yourself inaccessible to them. When these failures rise up and hit you between the eyeballs, that's when you need to be reminded of another relationship, a relationship that your Savior has established with you. Through your baptismal connection to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, you need that reminder that you also are one who stands in need of redemption. You also need the reminder that you are one who has been redeemed indeed through the shed blood of God's Messiah, not by your character, but through the one who gave his life on the cross and who rose from the dead for you. And then that's when we find something amazing that is only how God could design this. Because, yes, those failures in your character may have a very direct impact on the people that you serve, and it may be a negative thing. And yet, our God finds a way to use even situations like that where they can be instruments of good. You will find that when you have these failures, that you need to go to those who are affected by them. You need to be vulnerable before them. You need to confess your sin against them to them and ask for their forgiveness. And I will tell you that I speak of this from far more personal experience than I would ever have hoped, far more personal experience than I would ever want to admit before someone. There are more times than I can count where I have had to stand there and say, yes, my character failed here. I was wrong. I sinned against you. Please forgive me. But with our God being the way he is, those then, even failures, become moments where you and God's people that you are sent to serve can bask in the grace of God that is revealed in the Savior. Because there you have the opportunity to demonstrate a different kind of character. A character that recognizes your need for your Savior just as much as they have need of that Savior as well. Now you can have a great impact if you have good character before God's people. But I am going to suggest that there are few more impactful moments than when you have to stand there before one of God's people that your failure has impacted and to ask for God's mercy from them as you confess your sin. And yet, those are the type of opportunities that God gives in abundance and from which you can see not only your character, but the character of God's people continue to grow. So kind of summarizing for us, your character matters. It matters greatly. And our hope and our prayer is that as you work here, not only to develop your teaching and your doctrine, but also your character, that these two are frequently and consistently found in alignment with one another. And then for those times when you find that your character and your teaching do not align, that you turn to your Savior because he has redeemed you for such a time as that. That's where you and those you serve have the opportunity to see the character of a gracious, merciful God who sent the Savior that all of God's people would be served as they recognize their need for his work in their lives. Our praise goes up to the God who serves and grows us in such a way. Amen. Now may the grace of God guard your hearts and souls and keep you in true faith to life everlasting. We now have a moment of extended silence for our reflection upon God's word to us today.